Alexis was over last night, and I think I made her mad, but
whatever.
Why? Well, she's going to... Lena told me, and I knew already, that they were going by Mary and Therese this weekend to celebrate Alexis's birthday, you know?
Okay.
And that usually doesn't end well, right?
There's good news.
Right. Yeah. So, and Elena told me that that's what they were doing. Elena's going too, which, you know, Elena doesn't usually go because Elena doesn't drink, you know, blah, blah, blah. So, fine.
Right. So, is she going to kind of keep tabs on Alexis?
Well, no. So...
Which wouldn't be the worst thing in the world.
Well, she won't keep tabs on her. She's done keeping tabs on her. So,
okay.
She's going to drive Alexis there, you know, and then she'll leave when she wants to leave. Which means that after they eat dinner at Marion, because I said, where are you going for dinner? She goes, oh, we're just staying there because we're going to eat dinner there. We're making some whatever.
Okay.
I said, okay.
Okay.
I said, and then what do you guys, she goes, I said something about, you know, it never ends well when you're with Mary and you go out afterwards. And she's like, she says, I got it, Mom. I go, you remember what your counselor said? Your counselor said, make a plan and stick to it. And that plan does not need to be that you're going out drinking, because Elena's not going to stay and Elena won't go out drinking. I said, if you were...
Right, so make a plan and really stick to it. That's why your counselor's telling you that.
And
when they go, come on, let's go, then you say, no, let's just stay put and let's...
Or when Elena leaves, I go, maybe when Elena leaves, you leave. Because it'll mean that Alexis will stay there and then she'll have to Uber home.
Maybe Elena will drive you home. Elena can drive you
home. And Elena will, but Elena will not go out drinking with them. So I said, maybe your plan should be that you go home with Elena instead. And so she got a little, you know, snarky, you know, little, Mom, I'm not going to talk about this. I go, I'm just trying to help you because nothing good happens. You lose a wallet, you lose a phone, you have to apologize the next day. And I said, and I'm telling you now, if something like that happens, we're not going to dinner for our birthdays on Sunday. I won't want to go. Okay? So...
Right.
So, and, you know, when she was there,
think about it. Well, you know what? You might have made her mad, but maybe you also planted the seed in her head.
Yes.
Well, she's not wrong.
Mm-hmm.
She's not wrong.
But I'm like, why are you going? I mean, Uber is going to cost you $30 to come from McHenry to Cary. It'll cost you probably $30. Why?
Well, you look at them and you go, why do you tempt yourself?
Well, and I don't want to say don't Uber because I would rather she Ubers versus chancing it.
Right. Right. But it's almost like, maybe Elena will say to her, why don't I just drive you? When I go, you go.
Well,
why don't we just do that?
So I said it last night and I'm sure they'll talk today.
It's not a bad plan, though.
No.
You go home when Elena goes home.
And Elena won't stay out late, so fine. You know, or just...
Okay.
Or you know
what? You don't need to stay out late because it's your birthday, so what?
Have Mary and Therese come by you afterwards.
Yeah. Well, what does she do with Louis?
I have a feeling, because she's going out, that Louis is going by Jackie.
Oh, he's probably staying by Jackie. Yeah. Just have them come stay by you.
Yeah. I don't know.
At least you're home.
Frustrates me to no end.
Well, because we look at them and we go, why do you tempt you? It's like a woman on a diet going and spending the afternoon in a bakery.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Yeah.
And then going, ugh.
Well, like right now.
You put yourself in situations.
Right.
You know.
Like right now, I'm going in the food pantry and they have a bowl of candy in the volunteer room. And
I've
got to tell myself, do not touch that licorice. Do not touch those gummy bears. Do not touch that. And we'll see how I do.
Jean used to have a bowl on her desk.
Oh, gosh.
And she said, it drives me crazy. And I said, it drives me crazy, too, because I eat candy all day.
Yep.
And she goes, I said, I do. I have a real problem with it.
Yep.
If I don't touch it, I don't crave it.
Right.
But the minute I touched it.
Yep. Yesterday I was.
Sunday. Go ahead.
Sunday what?
Yesterday what?
You said Sunday what?
Oh, Sunday, I said to Steve, did you eat your Swedish fish? He goes, oh, those were gone right away.
Yeah.
I said, oh, well, good. Maybe you're like me then. I said, because the minute I eat one,
fits. Yeah, that's how I am.
If I don't eat one, I'm fine. But
right.
If I have one, I said, and he goes, well, I have a very addictive personality. And Greg goes, you do? I mean, they've known each other for, 40 years.
Yeah.
He goes, you do? He goes, yeah.
Crazy. All right, I got to run
I
in
said,
here.
Well, bye, touch. Mm-hmm. Okay, goodbye.
Are you, you're going to be gone later on, or when are you going to the gym?
Later. Oh. I'm probably noonish.
Okay, I'll call you when I'm done here.
I'll call you when I'm leaving.
All right, so, goodbye.
Bye. Okay, bye. Sure.